In Radio Theatre today, you can hear the story Splendour in the Grass from the book by William Inger and adapted for radio by Tim Sutcliffe, produced by Yolande Dottmann and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
You, Deanie, it's just...
Oh, you mustn't be, Bud. I love you. You know I do. It's always been you.
I know that, Deanie, but sometimes when we're together like this, I almost wish we were different people. I mean, I love you, too, and I respect you, but I don't know what I mean.
I'll be what you want me to be, Bud. Bud?
I think maybe we'd better go. We'd better take you home.
Oh, you are angry with me. Oh, please, Bud, don't be.
It's late. Your mother will be worried. I don't think she likes us being together so much.
Oh, if you only knew. She positively gloats about you. You're the best catch in town, you know.
Am I? Maybe I'm not a chip off the old block. My father's the one with drive and the money.
Oh, well, you do for me. I mean it, Bud. I don't care about Ace and his money. I care about you.
I know that, Deanie. I know. I only hope you won't be sorry for it.
Deanie, is that you? Wilma Dean!
Yes, Mother, I'll be right in.
Has Bud left? It's a school night, you know.
He's gone, Mother.
Well, there's big news tonight. The Stamper oil stocks have gone up 14 points. Think of that, honey. That means if we sold our stocks now, we'd make $15,000. And then maybe we could send you away to college next year. But we're not going to sell them because your father says that every one of the elks says the stocks are going even higher. Now, just think of it. Did Bud say anything about it tonight?
Oh, he doesn't know anything about his father's business, Mom.
Oh. Well, what were you and Bud doing all this time, for heaven's sake?
We were studying together.
Now, listen to me, Wilma Dean. Bud Stamper could get you into a whole lot of trouble. You know how I mean. Boys want a nice girl for a wife.
Mom, is it so terrible to have those feelings about a boy?
No nice girl does.
Doesn't she?
No. No nice girl. Oh, what's the matter, Wilma Dean?
I'm just tired. I want to go to bed now, Mom.
Now, you make Bud bring you home earlier after this, especially on school nights. Oh, there's your father. It's about time. Well, good night, honey. You get along. Sleep tight. And don't let the bed bugs bite.
Good night, Mom.
Night.
Still up? Late for you, isn't it?
Del.
Huh? Pulled 10 games tonight. You know, my feet are killing me.
Del.
Huh? Something wrong?
Del, Wilma Dean and that Stamper boy are in love.
So?
They are, I tell you. They're in love.
I don't suppose there's anything to eat in the house. I'm starved.
This is a serious matter, Del. She's your only child, you know.
Of course she is. But she knows her own mind. She won't do anything foolish.
Oh, I hope you're right.
I am. Sleep on it, Mama. She's not a baby anymore.
He'd be the catch of a lifetime, Del.
Sure.
The catch of a lifetime.
Is that you, Bud? I thought I heard you drive in. What's the matter, boy? We have a party going on.
I'm kind of tired, Dad. I thought I'd sit outside for a few minutes.
Say, we got something to celebrate, son. Our stocks have gone way up and they're going higher. Brought the whole crew in for a blow-off. Fresh oysters, homebrew, even some of that venison I tagged up in Canada.
Well, that's great, Dad.
Must say it's great. Had those oysters sent all the way from Baltimore in a refrigerated car. You could at least have tasted them.
Oh, thanks all the same. I think I'll turn in if you don't mind.
Now, wait a minute, son. I want to talk with you. Son, and this is pretty late hours for a boy who's got football training.
I know, Dad.
You're the captain of the team, and those other fellas look up to you.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't much older than you, Bud, when I fell off that crown block and hit the rig floor. My running days are long gone. So you're running for both of us now. Being out with that little Loomis girl, huh? You're washing yourself with her, aren't you?
Yes, Dad.
You're not going to do anything that you'll be sorry for, are you?
No, Dad.
She's a nice kid. A real looker, too. Well, I've known her folks ever since... Del Loomis and I were boys together. I mean, I got nothing against them because they're poor. I'm no snob or anything like that. Only difference between him and me is I have ambition. You must be careful, boy.
Yes, sir.
Now, we got a big future, you and I, son. First, I'm going to see that you get an education. The best. 4 years at Yale. And then my company's going to merge with one of those big Eastern outfits. I want to put you in there.
Dad, I...
Son, there isn't anything in this world I wouldn't do for you. If you do right. Now, don't disappoint me, son. Heck knows I've had one disappointment with your sister. Going off like that with that rotten fella. Now, you've got some football games to win, son. Don't forget. I've got all my hopes pinned on you now.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi, Bud. Going my way?
Well, in a minute, maybe. As soon as Deanie comes.
I won't wait, then. You know what they say. Three's a crowd.
Not at all. I mean, we'd love to have you along.
We, Bud? I'm teasing, crazy. You stay in shape now. We're counting on you to win, Sam.
Thanks, Juanita. I'll do my best. Hi, sweetheart.
I saw the way you were looking at her. I think she's disgraceful.
Now, wait a minute. There isn't any reason in the world why I shouldn't speak to her.
You were more than speaking to her.
What am I supposed to do? Not even notice the girl? Is that what you expect of me? I'm not even supposed to recognize that girls like that exist.
Oh, Bud, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bud, honest. But don't you believe me, Bud? I said I'm sorry.
Okay, you're sorry.
Oh, Bud, please don't be mad.
I'm not mad.
Oh, Bud, I just can't stand it when you're mad at me. Bud...
Deanie, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm always losing my temper lately. You're the only girl in the world for me. You know that, don't you?
I want to be.
If it weren't for you... If it weren't for you, I think I don't know.
Bud, someone might come along.
Who
cares? We're getting in trouble.
Do you love me?
Bud.
You're nuts about me, aren't you? You are nuts about me. Admit it.
Bud, stop that. Or let go of me. You're hurting me.
Oh, Deanie, I didn't mean to hurt you. I was only kidding. You know that.
I wasn't. I can't kid about these things, because I am nuts about you, and I can't get along without you. And, Bud, I would do anything you'd ask me to. I would. Anything.
Do we still have a date tonight?
Of course.
Yes, sir. You played a great game. Maybe a little rough at times, though. You want to be careful about that. Kids, one day they play like girls, and the next they want to kill the whole world. What's eating you, son?
Dad. Dad, I want to marry Deanie.
Son.
Dad, listen, please. I don't really want to go to Yale. I'm not a very good student.
What do you mean, not a good student? You can do anything you set your mind to.
I'd rather have a few years at agricultural college. That's what I really want to do, Dad. I could come back here and take over your ranch south of the town.
Ranch?
And then I could marry Deanie and take her off to college with me. She'd be a big help to me, Dad.
I'd give my whole life to create a place of importance for you in this world, and then you tell me that
you... But, Dad, it's what I want that counts.
Son, a boy your age doesn't know what he wants. After you've had a college education, you begin to see things differently. Trust me, son. Trust me this time.
Dad. Oh, Dad.
I can't stand another disappointment, son. All I'm asking you, Bud, is that you finish Yale... And then, if you still want to marry the little Loomis girl, I'll give you both my blessing and send you off to Europe on a honeymoon. But please wait, Bud.
I just don't know if I can, Dad. I feel like I'm going nuts sometimes, like I'm got to come apart.
But I know what's wrong. Your old man knows. Son, what you need for the time being is another kind of girl.
Dad, I love her.
I know.
Dad, I don't want to do that. All right, I'll wait. But after I get out of Yale, I'm coming back here and I'm going to marry Deanie.
That's all I'm asking.
I want you to remember that.
It's a promise. I'll send you and Deanie to Europe together on your honeymoon. That's a promise, too. I know what's best for you, son. Someday, you'll thank me.
Golly, Deanie, I can't let you out of my sight for 2 seconds before some bozo takes over. Some New Year's Eve.
Oh, it was only Kay's day, Dad. He's a college boy. Oh,
let's go outside. It's so hot in here. Oh, that's better.
Bud, what's the matter? Are you mad at me for dancing with someone else?
No, Deanie. No, I just... Oh, heck, I don't know.
Oh, you naughty thing, you.
Deanie, let's go home.
Bud, what's wrong?
Let's go home, Deanie. No, don't. Don't touch me, please.
Oh, Bud, please tell me. Have I done something?
No, Deanie, of course not.
Don't you want to kiss me, Bud?
No. No, Deanie, I think we'd better stop kissing and fooling around. Maybe forever.
Bud!
I don't think we'd better see each other at all for a while, Deanie.
Bud! Oh, Bud!
I don't know what went wrong with the boy, Doc Smiley. They built the whole attack around him, but he played like he never seen a football before. Heaven knows I tried to help, saw that he kept proper hours, ate well, made sure he didn't miss practice. It was like he didn't even care anymore. The coach said Bud had a fall. That was all. Nothing to worry about. But the trainer took his temperature, and it was 104. 104! The kid was burning up with fever.
Well, he's resting more comfortably now. But we'll have to keep an eye on him. It could be pneumonia, and there's a lot of it around. He's a sick boy, I'm afraid.
Look, I've plenty of this stuff, see? I've got plenty. If you pull this boy through, there's a bonus waiting for you, Doc. A big one. $5,000. $5,000.
But I'm doing everything that can be done, Ace.
Doc, did you hear? $5,000.
Look, Ace, I think the boy is going to be all right. But if he isn't...
What do you mean, if he isn't?
Ace, I'm not a very religious man, but... But I know, and every doctor knows, you can't always reckon with the will of God.
Juanita, Deanie has to take sleeping pills every night to even sleep. And some kind of medicine all through the day to keep her quiet. Her folks are talking about taking her to Wichita to see some psychiatrist.
G.K.? You mean she's...
No, she's not crazy. She's just what you'd call shocked. Oh, you know, I don't care if his father is making my folks rich. I hate Bud Stamper.
You'd take a date with him in a minute if he asked you.
I absolutely would not. Oh, shh. Here he comes. Oh, he's going over to talk to Toots. Well, I'm going anyway. Bye.
Bye, Kay.
Hi, Bud. Hey, you're looking great. How come you're not out for trackers here?
Hi, Toots. I got all that work to make up when I was sick.
You still go to Yale?
If my grades are good enough.
Oh, I'm going to the cow college. I'm just a farmer and I know it. Say, Bud, how come you're not dating Deanie anymore?
Well, I'm just not, Toots.
Damn, now's my chance.
Oh, well, that's up to her.
Huh? How about you? Any objection?
I can't stop you.
That's what I wanted to hear. See you, Bud.
Oh, hi, Juanita.
Hi, Bud.
Can I give you a lift?
Oh, thanks, Bud. I was dreading having to walk all the way home with those books. Besides, I've been wanting to ride in that beautiful new car of yours.
Dad gave it to me after I left hospital. Do you have to go home right away, Juanita?
Oh, what do you have in mind?
Well, we could take a swim, maybe down by the river, You're not afraid of the cold. It's a mighty nice day.
Sure, I'm game. I always said you weren't a snob like so many of those darn kids at school. They go around thinking they're so much better than anybody else. That's what I like about you, Bud.
Let's go, okay?
Okay. Veal chops for dinner tonight, and old Gratin potatoes. Your favorites, dear. Now, you eat a good meal, then you'll feel better.
I'm not very hungry, Mom.
Well, you do the best you can. Did your dad tell you the latest on Stamper oil stocks? They're up $76.03. Now, what do you think of that? We're rich, Deanie. Oh, I bet the Stamper family's feeling good these days. I saw young Stamper driving down the street this afternoon with a crowd of boys in the car. A brand new car his father got him. Deanie? Deanie, what's the matter with you?
I think maybe I'll just go to bed, Mom. I really couldn't eat anything.
Now stop it, Deanie. Stop carrying on this way.
I can't eat. I can't study. I can't even face my friends anymore. I can't do anything. I want to die.
Deanie, don't say such things. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Do I?
Deanie, tell me what's been the matter.
I'm sorry if I troubled you. I don't want to worry anyone.
Is it all on account of... because of Bud? Because he doesn't call for you anymore? Deanie?
I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know.
I have a mind to call that boy and tell him just what I think.
Don't you dare! Do you hear me? If you do a thing like that, Mama, I'll do something desperate. I will!
I won't, Deanie. I won't. You can believe me, I won't. I was only joking. Deanie, how serious have you and Bud become? I mean, well, you know what I mean.
I've been a good little girl. A good little girl. I've always done everything Daddy and Mama told me. I've obeyed every word. And I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Del! Del! Del!
What's wrong? People can hear all over the neighborhood.
What are we going to do with her, Del? Oh, good grief, what are we going to do with her?
Give her some of that medicine.
I hate to give it to her so often.
What else can you do? Oh, come, dear. We'll get some medicine to quiet you. Then you take a little nap.
Come on, dear. Come and lie down.
What are we going to do? What is happening to our girl?
I hope she'll sleep a while. She's just worn out, poor thing.
Maybe we should take her to Wichita, like Doc Smarty suggested.
A psychiatrist? Oh, Del.
It'd take money, but I'll sell those stocks now if I have to.
Del, I can't think it's that serious. She's bound to get over it in just a little more time. There's never been any mental trouble in either of our families. Oh, now who could that be? Oh, it's probably one of her school friends.
How do you do, Miss Loomis? My name's Alan Tootle. They call me Toots.
Oh, yes, I've heard Deanie speak of you. Oh, won't you come in?
Oh, thanks.
How do you do?
Miss Loomis, I thought I'd drop in and say hello to Deanie. Is she home?
Well, she is, Toots, but she's been so tired lately. She's just taking a little nap.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, then I'll call again.
Hi, Toots.
Oh, hi, Deanie.
How are you feeling, Deanie?
I feel all right.
Deanie, don't you think
I'm
should
all right, Mother?
Well, if you two young folks will pardon us, we'll... Well, almost time for supper.
Very pleased to have met you folks.
Enjoyed meeting you too, Toots.
Night.
I've been meaning to come over for a long time, Deanie. See how you're getting along.
Thank you, Toots.
You look fine.
Thank you, Toots.
So I was wondering if maybe you'd like to go to the dance? With me, I mean.
Oh, I'd probably be an awful drip at the dance, Toots. Well,
why don't you say you'll go, and if anything happens in the meantime, you change your mind or don't feel like it? Huh? How about it?
Thank you, Toots. I'd like to go very much.
Hey, whew, let's sit this one out. I'm winded.
I haven't danced so much in ages. Thank you, too.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm the one who should be grateful, Deanie.
Did you hear Mother when we left? Don't stay out too late. Did you hear her? She said that every time I've gone out since I was knee-high. I used to think it meant something, but it doesn't. It doesn't mean a thing.
Oh, why should it? Having a good time is what counts. We're old enough to do what we want. You see, Dean, I had a couple of small ones before I came by for you. I didn't think you'd mind.
Why should I mind?
Well, it makes you feel wonderful, Dean.
Does it?
Man, I'll say.
I'll try it.
Okay. Here it is. I'm mixing with soda for a chaser. Yeah, go on, take another. Second drink goes down easier than the first.
I don't feel anything yet.
You need a little more before you feel it, Deanie.
Okay.
Atta girl.
Oh, Toots, let's go back to the dance. Everyone will wonder where we are.
Oh, Deanie, I... Oh.
Deanie, I've been looking all over for you. Oh, it's so good to see you here. You look just great.
Oh, thanks, Kay. We saw you dancing, but it was so crowded.
Oh, I'll say. And have you seen who's here?
Oh, lay off, Kay.
Well, be prepared. He's here. Oh, he's still nuts about you, Deanie. You can see that from a mile away.
Watch it. I see him coming.
Well, do I have to throw myself at you, Toots? How about a dance?
Okay with you, Deanie?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, come on, Miss Blabbermouth. Baby, if I keep you busy dancing, you won't talk so much.
Hello, Bud.
How are you, Deanie?
All right, I guess. I don't know. How are you?
All right, I guess.
How's your family?
They're fine.
Bud, do you have any cigarettes? I think I'd like one.
Oh, sure, Deanie. When did you begin to smoke?
Oh, the last few weeks. I had to do something. Mom had a fit, but she doesn't say anything anymore. Bud?
Yes, Deanie?
I know why you've quit coming by.
Let's not talk about it, Deanie.
I've got to talk about it, Bud. What I've done for the past 2 months is just sit home thinking and almost going crazy.
Deanie, every evening after dinner, I've had to force myself to keep away from the telephone.
Oh, Bud.
Look, I think about you all the time, Deanie, but I just can't get started seeing you again the way we were doing. It's hard on a man.
Oh, but I've changed. I'm not stupid anymore. I know why you suddenly started seeing Juanita Howard.
Now, look, Deanie, I've only seen Juanita Howard a few times, huh?
I can do anything she can, and a lot better, too.
Deanie, cut it out.
I do anything, Bud. Anything you want. I haven't had a happy moment since you stopped seeing me. I just can't go on like this any longer.
Hey, Deanie, come on, let's go back inside.
Huh? I don't want to go back inside. I want to stay here with you.
Deanie, no. This isn't the way it should be.
Why not? Why not? Why not, Bud? Bud?
Deanie, you're not yourself. You've lost your pride.
What?
You've lost your pride. Now, Deanie.
Oh, Bud.
Deanie, oh, cut God. It out. Stop it, Deanie.
Go on, slap me. Do anything you want to me now. I haven't any pride. I haven't any pride.
Oh, heck, Deanie, what am I going to do with you?
I don't care what you do. I don't care what happens. I just want to die. I just want to wander off somewhere and die.
Deanie, where are you going? Deanie! Deanie, where are you going? Deanie! Deanie!
What happened to us?
When Bud lost sight of her, he came and got us, and we all started looking. Bud saw her first, down by the river. He called to her, but I don't think she even heard him. She just made a beeline for the water. He couldn't get there fast enough, and the current, it just swept her away. And Bud, too. And then the police came and they dragged her out. More dead than alive, I guess. I should have stayed with her, I know, but I didn't realize. I mean, that she would do something like that. Try to kill herself. Bud did his best to stop her. We all did.
Oh, my baby. What made her do it? What made her do such a thing?
There, Mama. She'll be all right. Doc Smiley will see that she'll be all right.
Hello, Mr. Loomis.
Hello, Bud.
Any word from the doctor?
Not yet.
Hello, Mrs. Loomis.
I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you ever again.
Now, Mama, don't talk like that.
I don't care. He's the cause of all her troubles. He's the cause. What did you do to her tonight?
No, Mama.
I don't care. I want him to answer me.
Should I go, Mr. Loomis?
No, Bud. Stay if you want to. She doesn't mean what she's saying.
I do, too. I want my little girl. I want my little girl.
Oh, Mama, quit getting worked up.
How can I help getting worked up when my baby, lies in there fighting for her life?
Son, is she all right? I came as soon as I heard about what happened.
We don't know yet, Dad.
Your daughter is going to survive, Mrs. Loomis.
There. Everything turned out all right. I knew it would.
Oh, my baby. I want to see my baby. Can I see her now, Doctor?
I'm afraid not, Mrs. Loomis. She's resting right now. We don't want to disturb her until morning.
I want to see my baby.
Have you thought any more about what I suggested?
Yes, I'm going through with it.
Oh, Del, she's all right now.
Darn it. I want to sell those stocks and send that girl out to Wichita.
My little girl. My poor little girl.
As soon as she's ready to leave here, then...
I'll make arrangements for you.
All right, Doug. Now, Mama, I think it's time you and I were home in bed.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
Good night, Doctor.
Doc, look. I want to marry Deanie. I don't care what my dad says. I'm 18 and that's a legal age in the state. I'm going to marry her.
Bud, I'm afraid it'll be a number of years, maybe, before Deanie will be able to marry anybody.
What do you mean?
Look, Bud, don't you see? She's... Tell him, Doc.
Well, she's proved a little unstable, Bud.
Yeah, unstable.
You mean...
Her folks are sending her to a hospital in Wichita. She'll be there probably quite a little while, is my guess.
No. No.
See, son? I told you she wasn't for you. You wouldn't want to be chained the rest of your life to a girl who was unstable.
Deanie. Oh. Deanie.
Angelina?
Are you still here? How come you never study like the other boys?
Well, bring me another bottle of home brew, Angelina.
Look, you're at Yale, aren't you? Well, then why aren't you studying? Papa says that if a boy has a chance for a good education, he should be grateful and work hard. Yes?
No.
Oh, maybe you want to be thrown out of school.
Maybe I do. I asked for another bottle of beer.
No, I won't let you have any more, Mr.
Bud. Bud Stamper.
Look, Bud Stamper. You drink, you get sick. What's the sense of that?
What kind of a speakeasy is this? You don't want to sell me beer, I'll go somewhere else.
If you want. But why don't you let me bring you something to eat first? Would you like something to eat? Mama is making pizza in the kitchen. Would you like pizza? Huh, Mama makes the best pizzas in New Haven.
Pizza, what's that?
You never heard of pizza. Where are you from?
Kansas.
What is it like in Kansas?
It's friendly. That's what it's like. It's friendly and everybody knows who you are and knows your name. But...
You like it better than here, huh? Why don't you go back? You must have a sweetheart back there.
I did.
Look, you wait until I go to the kitchen and I'll bring you some pizza, okay? The one Mama's making. It's for Mr. Mangalomino, but I'll tell her to make him another one. He can wait. But you can't. Not for your first pizza. All right?
All right.
Good. I'll be right back. Then you'll see, huh?
There. How's that for a painting? What would Suzanne say to that?
Hey, that's swell, Deanie.
I like it, too. Really?
Yeah, I like metalwork, though. You can get rid of a lot of hostilities. Wham! Every time I pound, I tell myself it's my old man. Wham! Wham! It's good to see you laugh, Deanie. You know, when you first came here, I wondered if you'd ever smile again, ever, much less laugh. You wouldn't even go for a walk.
I know, Johnny. And I'm grateful to you for all your help. I really am.
Oh, Doc Masterson, that's me. Except I don't do so well for myself, do I? My old man had his heart set on my being a surgeon. And not just a surgeon, the greatest surgeon who ever lived. I couldn't make that first cut. That first cut into the flesh of another man's body. I shook. I couldn't get my hands steady or firm.
But you can still be an M.D. when you get out, can't you?
If I ever get out.
Oh, Johnny, don't talk like that. Oh,
I'm just kidding. I hope.
Deanie, your parents are here to see you.
Mother and Dad? They're here? Oh, my folks are here, Johnny. I haven't seen them since I've been here.
I hope you gave them a good report, Doctor. You'll want to be alone with them. I'll see you later.
Okay.
I hope these people know what they're doing. How long are they going to keep her here?
Well, the doctor said it might be a matter of, well, 2 or 3 months.
We're her parents, aren't we? We know what's best for our own child, don't we?
Careful, here she comes. Don't let Deanie see you this way, Mama.
Oh, my baby, my little girl.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Daddy. Gee, it's good to see you.
Oh, she looks just fine, doesn't she, Del? They can't tell me there's anything wrong with my baby now. Why, she's just as sound and normal as the next one.
I brought my little girl a box of candy.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
And all the girls in your gang wanted to tell you hello.
Your father had to go and tell everyone where you are.
I'm not ashamed, Mom.
Kay calls about you every week or so. I guess you know she and Toots are engaged.
Yes, we write once in a while.
And Hazel and Carolyn, they're at university. It isn't far from here. Maybe you'd like them to come over and see you some Saturday.
I don't think so, Mom.
No, I guess not. I guess it wouldn't be suitable.
Deanie, do you want to have dinner with us tonight down at the hotel?
Doctor?
She's had a pretty tiring day, and I'm afraid that she'll be too tired tonight.
Yes, I'm awfully
tired. We're not going to see any more of you. This is all we get to see of you?
Mom, I'm sorry.
But we drove all the way up here to be with our baby. And now you tell us that we can't be with her tonight.
You want what's best for your daughter, don't you, Mrs. Loomis?
Of course I want what's best for my daughter.
We'll take our little girl to dinner next time we come up, Mama.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, Del. She's not our little girl any longer. She's changed.
It's like they weren't my parents anymore, Doctor. It's like you were my father now, and all the nurses were my family, and I have to grow up all over again. Oh, Mother kept calling me her baby, and Dad his little girl, and well, don't they realize I'm me?
You're the one that's got to change. They can't.
Oh, I don't know how I can ever go home again.
Deanie, have you heard from that young man? What's his name? Bud?
No, we've given up writing. I guess he's away at school. I don't know. No one ever tells me anything about him. I suppose they're afraid it would upset me.
Would it?
Maybe.
Don't you intend ever to see him again, ever?
I'm afraid to, Dr. Judd.
Why?
I'm afraid of all this happening again if I do.
Well, maybe you'll feel a little stronger about it in time.
I hope so.
Hello, son. Took you long enough to get here.
Sorry, Dad,
Sit down, Bud. I want to talk with you.
Look,
Hold
Dad,
it, son, hold it. Suppose you just listen for a few minutes. I didn't come all the way out here to bawl you out, and I'm not going to stick my nose into your private life, although believe me, I know what's going on. I just want you to tell me what's bothering you, why you're not applying yourself. I know my own son. You could pass any course at Yale with flying colors, straight A's. Now, what is it, Bud? Are those fancy Dan professors ganging up on you?
No. No, they're fair enough. It's just... Well, I'm not interested in the work here.
Interested? Well, what difference does that make? I said you're here to make your grades and graduate.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Dad, but...
But if you put your mind on it, you could finish the semester with straight A's. There's no limit to what you... Yeah. Look, let's talk turkey. Why don't you tell me what's really been on your mind? What's been eating up your time and energy? It's more than this little Italian girl of yours. Yeah, sure, I know all about it.
Look, I've tried to tell you, Dad. I don't belong here. I never wanted to do anything but ranch, but you have...
Bud, listen to me. I had a talk with the dean, and he's ready to give up on you. Do you realize what that means? All my plans, all my hopes for you, they'd be lost, boy. Lost. You're going to let me down that way?
If I could only make you understand.
Oh, I understand, all right. You fall for some girl, and then that's all you can think of. Well, I know you better than you know yourself, maybe. I had to break something up once before, and I see I'm going to have to do it again.
No, Dad, you're not going to do it again.
What's wrong with everything, Buck? How did things go so wrong?
I don't know, Dad.
In New York, the whole town is jumping out of windows. I mean, they're quitting. And you just don't seem to care. But things are going to get back to normal.
I hope so.
But a man lives his life in a certain place at a certain time, and he works for things that mean the most in that place at that time. The things I wanted for you, Bud, are the things I could imagine in life, the best things. See?
Yeah, I...
Now, times change now, and maybe the things I've wanted for you are wrong. Maybe I haven't always done the right thing by you, Bud. If that's the case, I'm sorry. I wish I could make it up to you. Anything I've taken away.
Forget it, Dad.
Forget it? You think that's all there is to it? You're not fair to me, but you've never been fair to me on this point. I did all that for your own good. Look, how would you like to be married to Deanie now? Did you ever think of that? Did you? How would you like it with her in that institution? Listen to me, boy. She isn't worth it. She never was. I'll get you better, believe me. That's what I tell you, Bud. You can have anything you want. Any. The world is your oyster, Bud. I'll show you.
I've got to get back to school, Dad. I'll see you later.
Well, I'm taking the noon train, and I'll be in Cincinnati tomorrow.
Suppose you were going home instead, Deanie. How would you feel about that?
Going home would be like going to a foreign country.
How long will you stay in Cincinnati?
Well, John has asked me to marry him, Dr. Judd.
And you waited until now to tell me?
Well...
Are you going to accept?
I don't know. I want time to sort things out, to be together on the outside, away from here. His family find a room for me with friends.
Do you love John?
I think so. It's different from the way I felt for Bud, but I love him.
I see no reason why you... Both of you shouldn't have a happy future. John is fine now. Practicing medicine, getting along very well.
I know. I've heard from him every day since he's been gone.
Of course. Now, when you do decide to go home, will you see Bud again?
I don't know. My taxi should be here. I'd better be going.
Deanie, do you think that you could be very happy married to John if you still don't know how you feel about the other young man? When we face these fears, they sometimes turn into nothing.
All right, Doctor. I can't do it yet, but I'll be going home and then I'll see him. I promise.
Good luck, Deanie. Everything will turn out all right. I know that now.
I've not lost faith in you, son. It's you I rely on. Where I failed, you will make good. I will end with my best wishes to your father. Hello? Yeah, I'm Bud Stamper. What? What happened? I see. I'll come and identify the body. I'd appreciate that. You have my authorization. Well, I guess then I'll take him back home. Dad. Dad.
Hello, Mother.
Here she is, Mama. She looks pretty good, if you ask me.
Oh, my baby. Oh, my baby, I've missed you so. Didn't you want to come home?
I'll take your bag upstairs, honey. And, Dee Dee, it was good to have you back.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, you do look wonderful, dear. Are you sure you can't stay just a while? You've been gone a long time.
I promised John. Don't you want me to get married, Mother?
I don't know why you couldn't have married a boy from here. You're not going to be much company for me living back east in Cincinnati. What do you know about that young man you're marrying? After all, you met him in a mental hospital. Are you sure he's all right?
Mother, I was in the hospital too, remember?
Well, with you, it was different. I mean, you were just run down. That was the only thing the matter with you. Oh, I could cry. I could just cry to think I'm going to lose my little girl.
Little girls have to grow up, Mother. Life sometimes forces them to.
It'd be nice if children could be born into the world with an absolute guarantee that they were going to have just the right kind of bringing up and all lead happy, normal lives. I guess when we're born, we have to take our chances.
Mom, is he married?
Who? Oh, well, to tell the truth, Deanie, I don't really know. No one ever sees him. He might be with his mother down in Tulsa. She joined her sister there after old Ace killed himself and he lost everything. They say she's as poor as a church mouse. The Stampers are almost extinct in this town now, and the home was turned into a funeral parlor. If Bud is in town, he's living out in the country somewhere. You needn't be afraid of running into him.
Deanie, Kay is coming up the walk.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, you look simply wonderful. Welcome home. How long are you going to stay? Oh, gee, you haven't changed a bit. Come for a ride with me. I'll show you what remains of this once thriving metropolis. The depression really hit us hard. We're just beginning to recover.
Oh, I'd love to. Give me just 2 minutes to wash the train off me.
Mrs. Lomas, she looks just wonderful.
Kay, just one thing. Keep her away from Bud Stamper.
Oh, Mrs. Lomas, she's forgotten all about that.
No, she hasn't. The very first thing she did was ask about him. Now, I want you to promise me. The doctor told us she's perfectly all right now, but there's no use in asking for trouble. Please keep her away from him.
Well, I'll try, Mrs. Lomas, but if she
wants... No buts, Kay. I'm relying on you. She's planning to get married, you know. But she'll end up right back in that place again if she's not careful. Oh, here's our girl.
Kay, I want to see Bud.
Now, Deanie, honey, you just forget all about him.
Gee, I'm not even sure where he is now, Deanie. I mean, well, no one ever sees him.
He's staying out at his father's old ranch.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, Deanie, it's a long way out there, and, well, he might not be home.
I want to go there, Kay. Come on.
Now, Deanie, you didn't come home to see Bud Stamper.
I want to see him, Mother. Please don't argue with me. It's something I've got to do.
Well, she's never going to forget that boy.
Well, she may not forget him, Mama, but maybe she'll understand what's happened to him and her. Could be that's more important.
Gee, the old place sure doesn't look like it used to, does it? Remember all the swell parties Bud used to throw out here for the gang? Isn't it a shame? Want me to go looking for Bud?
Please, Kay.
Okay. Bud? Bud?
Oh, well, hi, Kay.
Hi, Bud. Jeepers, you're a mess.
I've been working over some rigging in the backyard. We have a little gas coming in now, and we're getting to eat a little more regularly.
Bud, Deanie's here.
Deanie? Golly, Kay, I'd hate to see Deanie when I'm so, so soiled.
Oh, she won't mind, Bud.
Oh, is she, Kay?
She seems just wonderful, Bud, really.
Oh, I'm glad.
Hello, Bud.
Oh, hello, Deanie. Long time no see.
Yes, a long time.
It's good to see you, Deanie.
Thanks, Bud. It's awfully good to see you.
Look, you two have lots to talk about. I'll wait in the car.
Hey, you want to meet my wife?
Oh, of course.
Angie! Angie! I say, didn't they tell you? Oh, gosh, Deanie.
It's all right, Bud.
Angie!
You called, Bud?
Come out here, honey. I want you to meet someone. Angelina, this is Deanie, an old friend of mine.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello, Angelina.
Oh, won't you come in? The house, Edith, doesn't look like much, but I can offer you some wine.
Thanks, but I can't stay. My friend is waiting.
Oh, well, then maybe you can come back again. Come back sometime for dinner.
Thank you, Angelina. I'd like that.
Well, I'd better get back into the kitchen. I've got things on the stove. It was nice to meet you, Deanie.
It was good to meet you, Angelina.
I married Angelina when I left New Haven. I didn't even finish my first year there in school. Angelie was wonderful to me when things began to go wrong.
Are you happy, Bud?
Well, I guess so, Deanie. I never ask myself that question very often, though. How about you?
I'm getting married next month.
Who are you?
Yes, a boy in Cincinnati. I think you might like him.
Oh, things work out awfully funny sometimes, don't they, Deanie?
Yes, they do.
I hope you'll be awfully happy, though.
Well, like you, Bud, I don't think much about happiness either.
Huh. What's the point? You've got to take what comes.
Yes.
Oh, let me walk you back to the car.
That's all right, Bud. Don't bother.
Oh, goodbye, Deanie. Deanie! I'm awfully glad to see you again, Deanie.
Thanks, Bud.
Deanie, honey, do you think you still love him?
I don't know. He's a totally different person to me now.
How do you mean?
Well, I'd always worship Bud like he was a god. But all this time, he's been a man, hasn't he? Like other men all over the world, just trying to get along.
I guess so, Deanie. I guess that's really all there is to it. Come on, let's go home. Unless I'm very much mistaken, we've got a wedding to get ready for.
In today's edition of Radio Theatre, you heard the story Splendour in the Grass, based on the novel by William Inger and adapted for radio by Tim Sutcliffe. It was produced by Yolan Dottman and directed in Durban by Henry Diffenthal. The stars in this production included Pamela Perry, Tim Sutcliffe, Tony Wood, Margaret Milner-Smythe, Roger Service, Gillian Lomberg, Tommy Reed, and Jim Williams.